Eric Quinney from Mountain View joins us live on the air today. Good morning, Eric. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Welcome.
I think you might have to... Now, you live in Lyman, correct, Eric?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
So when he said Mountain View,
I know.
That gets a little problematic, but we'll take it. Bridger Valley, how about that?
I'm just glad you didn't hang up. But yeah, we appreciate you being on with us and talking about... you have a remarkable boy, Bryson, and he has been obviously going through a lot of these different things. Tell us a bit about your boy and some of the daily challenges that he has, especially with this last year with COVID-19.
Well, when Bryson was born 14 years ago, his right side of his heart never developed. So he lived for a little over 13 years with just half a heart. And towards the end there, that half a heart was struggling to keep up, and so he was having to wear oxygen all the time, and things started to kind of fail on him. So he was lifted in October of 2019 for a new heart, and then in March 5th, so next week will be a one-year anniversary, is when we got the call that a donor heart was available. And so he received his new heart on March 5th, 2020. Right at the beginning of this COVID pandemic, which has been certainly a crazy year. Unfortunately, his body hasn't loved this new heart, and so it's just been working extra to try to get things situated. But he's a trooper. He's plugging along, and he's 14 now, and just begging to go to school is all he wants at this point. And what 14-year-old boy begs to go to school? But he just wants a little bit of sense of normalcy, and slowly but surely we're getting there, but just not quite there yet.
You know, I know that a lot of people have followed Bryson's story and his journey along this and where things are at, and it grabbed the attention of Dreams in Motion and Bruce Tippetts, who is a transplant, or received a transplant himself and heard about Bryson's story. What was it? How did this process happen? I saw the video where Bryson opened up the letter saying that he was awarded as the first hero of Dreams in Motion and won that trip to see the Jazz play in Salt Lake City. Was that a surprise? Did you guys know that something was happening? Have you heard of Dreams in Motion before that? How did that all come about?
Well, I got word just a week or two prior to Bryson receiving the letter. Cody Beers, you know, here in Wyoming, and Bruce reached out to me and talked to me about Bryson a little bit and this new organization that they founded. And they basically just had announced that they had selected Bryson as their first hero, and they wanted to send him this letter. So it was a complete surprise to Bryson when he got that letter. And so that's why I videoed that, him opening his reaction and his getting to be able to experience that Jazz game, and just kind of a perfect pick-me-up for him in this crazy time where he hasn't been able to do a lot, and really an honor to be the first recipient of this new organization that looks to do some awesome things moving forward.
You know, I have to throw this out there, Eric. My dad was actually a transplant recipient of a liver many, many years ago, and I have thought about Bryson quite a bit because of this, because I just think about all the different daily challenges and things that you guys must have to deal with that have become routine. But I mean, you'd already touched on it. Literally, basically, the day he got his new heart, you're dealing with this global pandemic that attacks people with their immunity that's compromised, which he's at the very bottom of that scale. Can you kind of walk us through what a daily routine is for you guys that maybe is commonplace for you now, but I don't think our listeners fully understand?
Well, one of the first things that was a good thing about having a heart transplant in the middle of a pandemic is the entire population is very aware of the need to social distance and to stay away from people that are immunocompromised. So that was a big help to us, was that people understood the need that, hey, we need to protect Bryson, and so we're not going to come visit, we're not going to bring something. But you know, his medication regimen is crazy. He pops about Well, it's kind of come down a little bit, but in the beginning he was popping about 15 pills in the morning and about another 15 at night. And those medications have to be right on the dot. He takes them at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. and he can't alter that by much more than 5 minutes either way, because it has to regulate the amount of anti-rejection medication in his bloodstream. And so he's also now having to do daily shots to keep his white blood cell counts up to be able to fight infection, because his body, they're trying to keep his body in a good shape to accept this new heart, but at the same time he's got to have some sort of immune system to fight off the little bugs. And it's not just COVID. We got to keep them, you know, kind of keep them away from the flu, the strep, the little colds and sniffles, and or foodborne illnesses that our bodies typically can fight off, and we never know we even had them. But his immune system is just so suppressed right now that we just got to try to keep him healthy and happy, which means kind of isolation. And unfortunately, a 14-year-old boy, you know, lives to be social. And it's great to play video games, but until you have, that's the only thing that you can do, it becomes pretty boring pretty fast.
Speaking with Eric Quinney this morning about Bryson Quinney being named as the first hero recipient for Dreams in Motion. Well, what a year to go see the Jazz play with the way that they're handling things on the court right now. I understand when Bryson found out that he was told he was going to a game, but didn't know when and how and everything. Understand that was kind of a surprise for him as well. Tell us how that worked out and what his reaction was to it.
Well, yeah, he was super thrilled. Obviously, he's a huge sports fan. He can recite stats and everything. He knows more about sports than I do. And when he got that opportunity to the initial letter saying that we were going to go to a Jazz game at some point, and then all of a sudden, about 2 weeks ago, they said, "Hey, can you go on this date?" And he looked at the calendar and saw they were playing the 76ers, and he goes, "Heck yeah, we can go watch them play the 76ers because I want to watch Donovan Mitchell destroy Ben Simmons." And it was awesome. And he was yelling at the players. And you know, Ben Simmons put up 42 points, and there's Bryson in the stands yelling, "Ben Simmons, you stink!" He loved it, and it was just a great pick me up, and he just had a great time.
Well, that's fantastic, Eric. Thank you so much for your time. We wish Bryson the best. We look forward to continuing to follow his story and continue to follow what Dreams in Motion is doing. And you know, just a final comment, Eric, not just the impact this has had on Bryson, but as a father and, you know, for your entire family, this has got to be a pretty big deal for you guys.
It's a big deal. And we're looking forward to supporting Dreams in Motion to help other kids and people as well. You know, I love high school sports. I love sports in general. I'm sure many people that are listening right now have yelled at me on the football field or on the basketball court, but they also come and support our family. And we're just so grateful for everyone's support. And also, just one little plug at the end, if you haven't chosen to donate your organs to somebody that needs them when you no longer do, please make that choice and donate life to others. And because it certainly has blessed our family, and we hope that we can be engaged in that movement as well.
Eric Quinney talking about Dreams of Motion and his son Bryson this morning. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.